This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Hey, guys. How are you? All right, we are back. Have you guys ever drunk something and all of a sudden you hear the bubbles come back up? I'm drinking something a little bubbly. No, not champagne. It's early in the morning. I'm drinking a soda. I know I should have been drinking soda, but anyway, some bubbles are coming up. So I want to apologize for that. I love sound effects on the show. I just shouldn't be making the sound effects from my GI system. I hope you guys had a great weekend. It's a pretty good football yesterday, except for the Cowboys. But the one thing I'm noticing and I'm really fatiguing on are these political ads. These political ads, I'm just trying to get through football. I'm just trying to watch a game. Congrats to the Chiefs, by the way. Mahomes is awesome. Kelsey, great job by the Chiefs yesterday against the Bengals, even though I like Cincinnati. But can't get through 1 minute of just a break when it comes to politics. And these ads are so vicious and so negative. You know, we talk about election depression, not so much after the election, but also before. I don't think this election can come fast enough. And that's how we felt with the whole Trump-Hillary thing. I think some people who were independent and really couldn't care less still wanted the election to be over. Now, why? Psychologically, why is that? Well, one is because you get inundated with negative this, negative that, or you get inundated with, oh, this person is so wonderful, or this person is so wonderful, and you're like, I can't stand the person. So it's negativity. Number two is we got a lot on the line. We got a lot coming up. And we don't want gridlock, but we also don't want a complete takeover by people who are, you know, going to pass a whole bunch of laws that suck. And so no matter what side of the aisle you're on, you're kind of looking at, all right, are we going to get anything done after this next election based on these results? We're going to be talking about this caravan. This caravan is growing, I think, now to 7,000 people. Of migrants and refugees, we're being told, that are coming all the way from Central America up through Mexico, attracting more people to join. And I mean, some of them are very, very healthy body looking individuals, but you also see a lot of little kids in this migrant walk. And I don't know how healthy it is to walk your child from across, you know, the country when the weather's starting to change and with a lot of the violence that you have, but people are doing it. And again, if they're trying to escape hard conditions, I get that, but just something seems a little odd about this. And it seems to be just perfect timing with the election. And so it's going to be very, very interesting to see how Trump and the administration and the military handle this. You know, when it comes to allowing people into your border, you know, we have to kind of go back to what we did with Ellis Island. We got to make sure people aren't coming in sick, spreading disease. We have to make sure people are safe, that they're not terrorists. We have to make sure people have a place to go. I mean, there has to be money. There has to be somebody to support them. And in the old days when my family came to America, they had to show they had a job. Or they had to show that they had family members that would sponsor them and support them. It's a different time. However, if you did need to escape, and it stinks because we were told that a lot of people that want to escape to America were turned away at those times, including my family, who eventually got killed by the Nazis. But we want to allow a safe refuge. Mexico had promised to have some sort of a process, and nope. You know, some people say, why aren't these countries, you know, stopping this? Why aren't these countries, you know, preventing people from leaving their country? Well, if it's people who don't like the current government and the government needs votes, they're probably like, fine, leave. So this is going to be very interesting. We'll talk a little bit more about that from a medical standpoint. But in terms of a political stand, in terms of politics, early voting started in multiple states, including Nevada. From what we understand, according to Fox News, more than 4.3 million Americans have already voted. The Nevada Secretary of State website indicated a strong Democratic showing across the board. In Washoe County, where Reno is located, that's northern Nevada. In Washoe, northern Nevada seems to be a little bit more conservative, and southern Nevada seems to be a lot more liberal. Well, in Washoe County, where Reno is located, Republicans do hold an edge in voter registration, 99,675 to 94,520. But so far, 3,400 Democrats voted in person as opposed to 2,300 Republicans. Now, on Sunday, I guess a lot of polling places were closed. But 1,900 Democrats were able to cast ballots in person in Washoe compared to 1,400 Republicans. Then you have mail-in votes. They say Democrats have a roughly 6 percentage point lead. So John Ralston, he's the editor of the Nevada Independent, and he calls Washoe the swing county in Nevada. Apparently Clark County in Las Vegas, even though there are tons of Republicans and conservatives, it does lean left. You have a lot of people from California that move here. So it leans left. And he said back in 2014, the GOP had a double-digit lead in Washoe County after 2 days of early voting. But they say the results do not indicate which candidates or political party actually received the votes. They say it's more common for partisan voters to cast their ballots early. So those who are really, really, you know, head bent on who they want to win, they're going to vote early. Me, I know where I vote every time I vote. And if that's not open yet, I'm going to wait till it opens. I know I should have gone somewhere for early voting. It's just, it was a crazy weekend. So what does that mean? Does it mean that the Republicans are in trouble? Well, I mean, I live in Clark County. Clark County have a 13% registration advantage. But, you know, you have a lot of people known as independent. And the independent voters, it's very interesting. The independent voters, they choose, quote-unquote, independent because they don't want the backlash and all the rumors that they could be hit. We're coming up on a break. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice. And it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com. Or call us, 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
For tuning in, 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So one of you asked if the media is lying about the polls. And you bring up the 2016 election. And I'm looking at a headline right now out of Fox News saying that the GOP candidates are, quote, dead even with Democrats in the most competitive House races. Another one of you asked what's going on with Dean Heller and the Jackie Rosen election. As you know, President Donald Trump and Joe Biden are both in Nevada today. Donald Trump helping rally support for Dean Heller, the GOP senatorial candidate, and Joe Biden here to help out Jackie Rosen. The Republicans have a very, very slim margin in the Senate, as we're all aware of, 51 to 49, which means this election is very crucial. And for the first time, I don't think we're being lied to by the media in terms of the polls. From what I'm hearing, it really is neck and neck. I mean, you have a very, very passionate, I mean, midterms are passionate because people are mad about who won or, you know, they like what's happened and they want to continue the momentum. And so, you know, the midterms are passionate, but I think this election especially, you know, with what's happened with Brett Kavanaugh and the Supreme Court and what's going on in terms of our health care and national security and the caravan coming and all sorts of stuff, I think you have a lot of people that want their voice heard. And so when we're being told that it's neck and neck, when usually the Democrats, right, usually whenever you have a Republican, you know, winner in office, then the Democrats seem to be able to make some momentum in midterms or vice versa. That's what happened with Obama. Obama wins, then the Republicans wake up, and then they get control of the House and the Senate. And so even though the Democrats still have a large advantage overall, the one thing that a lot of people don't realize is many Republicans aren't registering as Republican. They're going to register as independent. There were rumors years ago that, you know, the Clintons would get you audited, and I don't know if any of that stuff is true, but your registration is public. And if you work in an industry that blackballs you based on your political leaning, and anybody that works in Hollywood or show business knows exactly what I'm talking about, they're not going to be very quick to register as one side or the other. Plus, you have a lot of people out there that don't want the robocalls and all the requests for donations. And, I mean, you know, primaries are important, trust me. But a lot of us, we can't be hit with this twice. Okay, the primaries were exhausting this summer. Then, if you're an independent, you don't seem to get bugged as much. So you have a lot of people choosing independent who I think are really right-leaning. And that can explain why Trump ended up winning when it came to electoral votes and people voting in certain districts, because you had a lot of people say, look, I'm not going to advertise that I'm Republican. But trust me, when I get to the polls, I'm going to vote for what I want to vote for. You know, you have a lot of people in different industries where, they're a part of a union. And if word got out that, you know, they don't seem to be with the rest of the group, that could be an issue. And, you have a lot of people that say, look, I really want to keep my vote private. And you should. Yeah, I was always taught growing up, never talk religion, never talk politics. Because nobody ever agrees. Even two people of the same religion don't agree. Oh man, have you ever listened to two Jews talk about food? Why are you having chicken salad? Chicken salad's not kosher. Well, yeah, it is, because it's not beef. And it's kosher chicken. Yeah, but you have mayonnaise and all sorts of stuff. Chicken salad doesn't yeah, it is. And so two Jews will fight over chicken salad. It just happens. They'll fight over how the lox is supposed to be on the bagel. We just do that. We fight over food a lot. And sometimes we even have food fights, but that's just us. And we love each other for it. So when you hear that a district is largely Democrat in terms of registration, always look at the number of independents. And that could kind of also give you a little idea. Now, yeah, you could have liberals who are independent. They're like, I want to show that the Democrats were right and won over the independents. But for the most part, that's not it. Usually people that are that gung-ho of one side or the other are very, very open about where they are. So I think from a media perspective, we are going to be told it's going to be neck and neck the whole time. Think about it. If you were liberal, if you were MSNBC or CNN and the Democrats are winning, do you think you would announce on the news, guys, Democrats are ahead. Democrats are way ahead. This way, anybody lazy going, oh, okay, well, you know what? The Democrats are going to win. I don't have to get out there and vote. No. They're going to say it's neck and neck. You've got to get out there. You've got to get out there. They're not going to take any chances. Same thing with the Republicans. If the Republicans say they're losing, people may say, oh, well, then, I, if we already lost. No, they want to say, guys, we're close. We are close. But I have to tell you, I think we are really close. So I guess one of the biggest Senate races and the most vulnerable, we're being told by Real Clear Politics, is what's happening in my neck of the woods with Dean Heller. And I have to reach out to their camp to have them come on to the show. He is really vulnerable, and what really hurt him was Obamacare. He wanted to appease voters with not, quote-unquote, messing up Medicare and the expansion that the Affordable Care Act offered, and originally was not going to vote for Obamacare repeal. Then he said he would, but by then it was too late because McCain voted it down, and we didn't have enough, I believe, with Murkowski and Collins. I need to double-check how they voted on that, but my guess is that it. However, on the flip side, Dean Heller might have been pretty shrewd in terms of you couldn't fix Obamacare. We talked about this last week. If you really couldn't repeal Obamacare and then turn around and fix it, that could actually do us in. You know, if you really notice that what's going on right now with the election, people aren't mad at the Republicans for wanting to repeal Obamacare. That's already old. People are mad because the Republicans got another Supreme Court justice, even though, by the way, can we please have a Supreme Court that's not that's not partisan? I mean, if you're a judge and the law says this and the law should say that, it blows my mind that you have right-leaning interpreted to the right and left-leaning interpreted to the left. But Democrats are mad because GOP got another Supreme Court justice. They're mad that Trump is winning. His economic policies are working. They want to slow down the progress. They also want to slowly get more control. Nobody wants to be in the losing seat when they have a big, huge election coming up. In the news today, we also were told that, again, Hillary Clinton may be running. Again, I just don't know why the Clintons don't leave the Democrats alone. Let them move on. It could be a distraction, people. It could be a distraction. Maybe the Democratic Party are like, look, we really need to vet who we have because we need to make sure somebody's not going to come out and say there was a sexual assault or something. We need to really, truly vet who we have. So let's let the media nitpick on Hillary so we can, in the meantime, make sure we're, you know, getting Joe Biden and everybody else ready to go, whether it's Kamala Harris or whoever, Elizabeth Warren. So they need time. The Democrats need time because they don't want the media ripping people to pieces. Plus, when it comes to primary, boy, the whole Bernie Sanders-Hillary Clinton fight, that got vicious, really vicious. In fact, a lot of Bernie Sanderites would not vote for Hillary. They voted for the Green Party or whatever, and that ended up helping Trump. So the Democrats, I wouldn't be surprised if they throw a little carrot with this whole Clinton thing to keep everybody distracted. Do I really think she's going to run again? I don't. I really don't. So we have Joe Biden. And I like the guy. I like Joe. And he's been through a lot. Nice guy, handsome, and he's speaking better, if you notice. I like the guy. I wouldn't mind seeing a Biden Trump. And I also don't think it's going to get as nasty and vicious. I just don't. But it's going to be a rough next couple weeks. If you could early vote, vote. If you can't, I don't know what to say. But this is going to be probably one of the most vicious next few weeks you're going to see. I don't even think I'm going to want to watch TV because I don't think I want to watch ads. Although, by the way, I did like that one commercial during football yesterday. We have all these people with pictures with their eyes closed and stuff. And then they showed you how you could fix the pictures. That was pretty cool. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY, don't go away.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A small rural western Wisconsin town will be holding a vigil this evening for missing 13-year-old Jamie Kloss, who hasn't been seen since before her parents were found shot to death in their home a week ago today. Among the thousands of people who've been searching for Jamie is Pete Cole.
I got granddaughters and a daughter, so I don't want this stuff to happen anymore.
The sheriff says his agency has received over 1,200 tips in the past week and has thoroughly investigated at least 1,000 of them, but there's still no sign of Jamie. The president blaming Democrats for the caravan of migrants heading towards the U.S.-Mexico border, saying on Twitter this morning that Democrats are responsible for pathetic immigration laws, saying it's unfair to those who come to the country legally. The president will be campaigning for Republican Senator Ted Cruz in Houston tonight, and this is USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare. Open enrollment ends soon.
So now's the time to be open-minded.
Look at everything, like prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans from private insurers.
Why? Because plans change. So can your health needs.
I found lower costs and extra benefits and saved money.
Open to something better? Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE today.
Open enrollment ends December 7th.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so clear.
All right, guys. Maybe, maybe, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, Obamacare websites got hacked. Did you guys hear about this? They say the sensitive personal information of around 75,000 people was compromised last month after a government portal used to help people enroll in health plans through the Affordable Care Act's insurance marketplace was hacked. The breach of healthcare.gov comes just 2 weeks before the start of our next 6-week enrollment period for health coverage. They need to get their acts together. Didn't they spend like how many billions of dollars did they spend on that whole launch of the stupid website? Seema Verma, the administrator for the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, said open enrollment will not be negatively impacted. They say the agency first noticed problems October 13th in the online enrollment portal available to agents and brokers. The breach was detected Thursday, and federal authorities are currently conducting an investigation. Now, the CMS spokesman, Jonathan Monroe, said the healthcare.gov website used by the general public was not affected. They say this concerns the insurance agent and broker portal that is not accessible to general public. Yeah, but our information is still on there. We still have to apply. We still have to provide Social Security numbers, birthdays, income, all sorts of stuff. Immigration status. They say the thousands of people affected by the breach make up a small share of the 8.7 million people who signed up for this year's coverage. Well, it just shows that they don't have their acts together. So, they say Trump recently halted payments under a program that protects insurers with sicker patients from financial losses. This is according to Fox News. Not sure what that means. But, Obamacare not thriving. Centralizing with medical records and electronic health records is something that the country pushed for, the country wanted. You guys voted in the senators and the Congress, the congressmen and women to make this happen. People want access to their records online. I love being able to look at my labs online. I got some blood work done. My cholesterol looked good. I was able to go online. I was able to download it. I was able to print it, show it to my students. I was like, hey, yeehaw, that's awesome. The problem is it's online. Somebody could very easily access it, anybody who really knows computers. Computers are not smarter than people. People are still smarter than, well, some people. My computer is smarter than me. But the average computer still has areas. I mean, we all want to be able to reset our password. We all want to be able to control the computer at its most primitive sense. We need that. But because of that, that's what hackers can exploit. So we need to be okay with our identities being taken. Somebody's going to use our credit card. Somebody's going to use our Social Security. Somebody's going to use our birthday. So what we're going to have to do, because computers are not going away. We're not going to go back to paper records. People can steal stuff. It's right now, everything is an open book. People can steal your identity. So what we're eventually going to have to do is start doing fingerprints or retinal scans or, I don't know, salivary DNA. But what we're going to later have to do is not use Social Security numbers as an identifying identifier, all right? I am allowed to use two words that sound the same together. We're going to have to use other identifiers, and it's probably going to have to be very, very person-specific. And that would then include DNA, a retina scan, or some sort of fancy-schmancy medical technology. But, I mean, I don't want anyone to steal my identity. I don't want people knowing my Social Security, but it's going to happen. And the healthcare.gov website, the fact that it could be hacked means, yeah, government can know your medical history. Now, what the average person, though, is now thinking isn't, all right, well, I guess that's okay. The average person now thinking is, well, then I'm not going to give anybody anything sensitive. I'm not going to tell people my medical issues. I'm not going, now, unfortunately, you can't move forward with your healthcare if you don't give your Social Security. When it comes to your medical issues or your political affiliation or the names of your kids, whatever, people aren't going to be honest. And I kind of don't blame them. I want honesty, but I don't blame them. If somebody does not want, you know, anybody knowing that they were exposed to tuberculosis in the past, They're not going to put that down. If it's in a computer system somewhere, it is going to come out. It's pretty scary. Let's say you 40 years ago had an STD. Nobody's ever going to know if it was a paper chart. But now, you have a goof up one weekend. You take care of it. You hope nobody ever knows. That can come out later. We have no means to protect our information. Now, later, I do predict that people will say, well, my medical records were hacked and people put stuff in there. So somebody could say, Dr. Dahlia had a whole lot of plastic surgery. And I'd say, look at me. Does it look like I had plastic surgery, please? If I had plastic surgery, I wouldn't be looking like this. So we will be able to fight that, but some people may hack into your medical records and may actually say, look, that you had X, Y, and Z done. Trust me. People definitely wanted to do that with Kavanaugh. They wanted to make it look like he had a drinking... I don't get that. Why were they giving Kavanaugh so much crap about drinking in college when you had Obama admit that he did, what, cocaine? Clinton admitted to marijuana. But alcohol, that's what everybody wants to make a big deal about. Speaking of marijuana, there's a North Dakota woman who wants to use infused inserts, marijuana-infused inserts, for menstrual pain. Apparently, North Dakota residents are going to be voting in November to legalize recreational marijuana. And women may be able to purchase an unusual item to relieve menstrual-related pain. Cannabis-infused inserts, or vaginal suppositories. Now, remember I told you there's a doctor out there that says you could absorb marijuana better rectally? Well, the same theory comes with vaginal absorption. And I'm concerned about that because nobody's really tested cannabis on mucus linings. I'm a little nervous about that. Apparently, there's a resident, one Parker River resident, Stephanie Carlson, who says she's going to be first in line to purchase it. Now, these vaginal suppositories are supposed to help with relief from menstrual discomfort. The product is called Foria Relief. And it's supposed to deliver the soothing benefits of full-spectrum cannabis. Now, the vaginal suppositories are made of 60 milligrams of THC, and 10 milligrams of CBD. You can get high from these. Now, I don't know about you all, but when I have my period, there's an outward current, okay? It's really hard to do anything upstream. So I'm wondering how this suppository is going to... I don't know if it's going to stick or not, but hopefully it'll stay. Now, many people think that the cramping and the other menstrual side effects will be helped with this. It could. It really could. You know, we are finding that cannabis has a lot of interesting properties. But we're also going to talk about later in the show that cannabis has been found to increase your risk of stroke. Again, don't go away. We're right back. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Dr. Dahlia Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. More than 30 people were injured at Clemson University when a floor collapsed in South Carolina. Apparently, it was a fraternity party, a homecoming party for Kappa Alpha Psi. And it was just getting started. People were dancing, having fun. And then, unfortunately, the floor broke. Police said some of the attendees broke bones as they fell from the common area into the basement. It was in an off-campus apartment complex. They say emergency responders were able to get to the scene in minutes. 23 people had to be taken to the hospital. But according to student Larissa Stone, the beat was about to drop, and literally the whole floor collapsed. People are hurt. People are bleeding. I had blood on my sneakers. It was really bad. They said everybody was jumping. The next thing you know, I could feel myself falling. She told local news channel WSPA-TV. She said, I blacked out. There were girls everywhere with blood all over their face. University President Jim Clements tweeted that the entire student support system will be available for any student impacted, of course. And you see people posting online what the happened. We can't play it, obviously. There's a lot of language. But Clemson Student Affairs, according to the university, is working to determine how many of those were injured. And the building where the party took place was at the Woodlands of Clemson apartment complex. It was built in 2004. So usually floors aren't supposed to fall through. But then again, if there's 200 people, you know, trying to squeeze into a party, maybe there was a weight issue. I don't know if the apartment wasn't built very well. But unfortunately, you see a big hole and people having fallen down to the bottom floor. Scary stuff. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Congo rebels, the rebels that have been causing this insurgency, preventing the Ebola fight, have abducted 13 people and children at an Ebola treatment center. They say Congolese rebels killed 13 civilians and abducted a dozen children in an attack at the center at the latest deadly Ebola outbreak. That's according to Congo's military. So, again, suspension of containment efforts. They say the Allied Democratic Forces rebels attacked Congolese army positions and several neighborhoods of Beni on Saturday and into Sunday. So the UN peacekeeping mission said its troops engaged fire with rebels on Saturday. So Beni residents are angry over the attack. They carried four of the bodies to town hall. Police had to disperse them with tear gas. ADF rebels have killed hundreds of civilians in recent years. And meanwhile, all this is going on and we have an Ebola outbreak. And we need to contain this before it spreads to Uganda and a whole variety of other countries and later outward to Europe, America, Asia, etc. So containment efforts have been suspended for days and you lose an hour of containment. A person who is trying to flee these attacks and keep their kids safe, whether they have Ebola or not, they're going to get their family out. So the potential of spread is infinite. They say the Ebola outbreak containment efforts had to be suspended for days in Beni after a deadly rebel attack, deeply complicated work to find and track suspected contacts of individuals, infected people. And since then, many of the new confirmed Ebola cases have been reported in Beni, as the rate of new cases overall is more than doubled. So they say this new attack comes as another armed group shot and killed two medical agents with the Congolese army. The first time health care workers have been killed by rebels in this Ebola outbreak. So you start killing people who are trying to help, then how are they going to, who else is going to want to come down there and help? It's interesting. Remember the Ebola nurse that sued Chris Christie? They call her the Ebola nurse because she had been exposed, so New Jersey quarantined her. And then I guess she sued Chris Christie. She's back at Doctors Without Borders. Bless her for wanting to, you know, help others and put herself out there. But also, I think healthcare workers need to understand that they also, you know, need to be aware of if they could later expose others. I mean, if I went to help and I think I'm doing a service to our country, I have to realize that the service to our country has to still remain after exposure. And if they need to quarantine me, that's fine. As long as I get to see a lot of Michael Fassbender movies, as long as they feed me a lot of chocolate. So right now, confirmed Ebola cases have now reached 200, including 117 deaths. Aid groups have expressed alarm, obviously, because of the hostile resistance and what's been going on. So we'll keep you guys posted. Right now, they've been able to vaccinate 20,000 people. Still not enough. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So a lot of us have labs as doggies. I love doggies, and we had a yellow lab. Well, we're being told
that chocolate labs are unfortunately less healthy than black labs or yellow labs. They say chocolate laboratory retrievers, according to Life Science, tend to live shorter lives. They also have a higher rate of skin and ear diseases than black labs or yellow labs. That's according to a new study published yesterday in the Journal of Canine Genetics and Epidemiology. An international group of researchers examined data from more than 2,000 laboratories living in the UK. The data was collected as part of the research project called Vet Compass, a collaboration between the University of Sydney and the Royal Veterinary College at the University of London. The group of around 2,000 labs was randomly selected from a larger data set of 33,000 labs. I would love to be in a room with 33,000 labs, being able to rub their tummy. Ah, labs are such good puppies. Anyway, chocolate labs had more issues. They had more pyotraumatic dermatitis, known as hot spots. Yeah, I guess they call them chocolate labs. They have like a Hershey chocolate color to them, these labs. I don't know, we bought yellow labs, but I would have probably wanted a chocolate lab just because I love chocolate. Anyway, they also got more cases of swimmer's ear, otitis externa, infection of the ear canal. They say a lab's fur color seemed to be associated with how long they lived. Non-chocolate labs lived on average 12 years, whereas chocolate labs lived 10.7 years. So they don't know. Could be something in the genes. Obviously, why coat color is... Well, remember, your coat color is a phenotype, is a phenotypical expression of your genes. So when you have genes, you're going to express those genes in a variety of ways. You may have blue eyes. You may have blonde hair. You may have dark hair. You may have more melanin in your skin. So it's obviously there's, I think, a genetic undertone to this. They say a trait like a dog's fur color is dictated by the combination of two genes, one from the mommy and one from the daddy lab. Ah, you got the daddy doggy and the mommy doggy. The gene can either be recessive or dominant. Now, they say to become a chocolate color in labs, that is coded by recessive genes. So that means if mom has a dominant and a recessive and dad has a recessive, and it takes two recessive genes to do that, just like with blue eyes. In my family, I had the two recessive genes for me to become blue-eyed. But if somebody had a dominant gene, I would most likely then be brown eyes. So the color in labs are coded by recessive genes. So they say one must receive a gene from each parent that comes with a chocolate color in order to make it happen. And some breeders may target this. But if you have a yellow lab, still, our yellow lab, Apollo, we had to say goodbye to him a few weeks ago. Yeah, Apollo died. Yeah, we had to let him. It's so hard to put a dog down. But I know a lot of you guys have dogs up in heaven, and I think Apollo was up there. You know, and Apollo's like, hi. I'm Apollo. And I was like, hi, Apollo. I'm here. I think they're all up in heaven having a good time. I think dogs know to always have a good time. Do you ever watch your dogs or cats sleep? They sit there and like, the dogs giggle when they sleep. They're having some sort of party in another dimension. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We promote the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse and invite you to try them today by visiting GCNLife.com. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.